Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Survey. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with LaRonda Spikes, please?
Okay, this is a random survey. How would you already have my name and my first last name?
There's no way. I didn't say it's a random call, ma'am. I say it's National Opinion Surveys.
Okay, well, how did you get my information, National Opinion Survey?
Well, this survey is about the elections for president and office, and that's how, I guess, you know, it's voting, you know, voting season, so that's how they get the information.
So what's the question?
Okay, the questions are about the elections for president and office. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time.
That's fine. Just go ahead and talk, sir.
Okay.
I need to figure out if I want to stay on the phone with you before you talk about if I'm going being a station.
All right. Does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, blog, or television station? Yes or no?
No.
All right. Are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, ma'am. And just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, mixed, including black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, or mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino?
Maybe mixed, not including Hispanic or I'm Latino, and I'm Native American, and I'm white. So I'm all of that.
Okay, but you, so black or African American, mixed including black?
Mixed including black, including Native American, including white. Yeah, all of them.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
Oh, no. There's no qualification for that. Skip.
Okay, let me see if you let me go through without your age. All right, ma'am, and I know you're a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you probably vote? Would that be a definitely?
I usually vote almost
okay.
every year.
All right, ma'am, and and please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Would that be 0 means that you're not motivated to vote?
Probably a 2.
A 2. Okay. All right, ma'am.
Yeah,
and what is the reason?
I'm going to do it.
All right. And what is the reason you rated your motivation to vote at 2?
I'm not a fan of the candidate.
Okay. Not a, okay. Fan of the candidates. So just you're not a fan, right?
Of the candidates, the major candidates.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fan. Anyway. All right, not fan of the candidates. All right, ma'am, and now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I would say satisfied so long as it kind of maintains where it's at now, but this election could really change things, so.
Okay, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
I'm neutral.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Neutral.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and
I have no idea what she would do. I mean, she literally just signed up to be the candidate. So, again, I'm neutral. I don't know what
I would put her in.
She hasn't even picked her stance on what she wants to do yet, so.
Okay, and in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I would say staying the same for right now. I normally would say getting worse, but there's been a lot of support in Texas with the storm, so That's been good. I mean, I would say probably before the hurricane, I would say getting worse, but due to the hurricane and seeing the support there, it changed my opinion.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to read you a list of different policies and issues and concerns that some people say are most important to them when considering, considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and president. For each, I want you to rate it from 0 to 10. How important a voting issue is for you, to use a 10 if it's the most important, use a 5 if it's somewhat important, and use a 0 if it is important at all to you. Okay, the first one will be protecting abortion and reproductive rights from 0 to 10. How important would it be?
About 7. I think there's only certain circumstances that could affect that and some that should. And I think that at the end of the day, everybody's still able to get one. They just have to go to another state for the most part. So it's just inconvenient. I don't really, I've never gotten an abortion myself, so. I can't wait.
What about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
I'm not really on prescription drugs, so again, it's good to have it, though. I would say maybe 6 or 5.
Okay, this will be somewhat important. 5. Okay, and
about 5.
Raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share?
Obviously right now we're able to afford all these things that's happening in Texas. So it's not like we're destitute. Okay. So probably about 6.
6. Okay, what about addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during and after birth?
I think everybody needs maternal care, so probably like a 5. I don't. As a black mom, I think we just face discrimination everywhere. You kind of have to make sure that you're going to receive the right care before you get to that point. Mm-hmm.
If they can fix that, you think it's important,
if they can fix racism, that would be great. The world would be just phenomenal. But no, I don't think that they're going to fix racism during my lifetime. So since that's not going to happen, you need to go towards, more. They would have to go more towards the city and receive better care. When you're on the outskirts and you're surrounded by racist people every day, you can't expect them to do something different today, when you're about to give birth. I think that is important, but I would say about a 5 or a 6. I've encountered times where I wasn't getting the best care, but at the end of the day, you can't go 9 months and then think, ooh, today I'm about to give birth. It's going to be different. That sounds real crazy.
What about expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioids and fentanyl?
Victims of fentanyl?
Yes, and opioids and fentanyl.
Victims of?
Yes, a treatment, and rehab.
That sounds crazy. No, I think that they definitely had to be very willing at a certain point. That would probably be a 3 or 4.
3.
I know several people that have recovered. Yeah. I said 3.
So 4 or 3?
I know several people that have recovered from those things. I wouldn't think they would be victims of, if you need therapy, then you need therapy, but I wouldn't say rehab. It should be funded more. I think that, I'm even a victim of domestic violence. You can't help people that don't want to help themselves. And the only thing that can motivate people to want to help themselves is, therapy, not rehab. Rehab is, probably what's coaxing them into doing the way the programs work. So spending more money is not going to help people. The people that I know who have recuperated weren't in rehab. So no.
What about banning assault weapons? What do you think about that? Not important, somewhat important, or most important?
A banning assault weapons? Probably not.
Banning,
No.
So what number would you give it?
Banning them? I would say maybe better control, but banning 1. I don't think we should 1. Ban assault weapons. Yeah. That sounds really crazy.
What about reducing crime and violence?
Ooh, man, you are asking me about some complicated issues today.
But this, you know, this is our, like, list of different policies and issues and concerns.
Again,
you know, some people say
me,
they want
to. I understand what you're saying, but this is the thing. Racism exists. So if society puts people down in all aspects for no reason other than skin tone, then what do you think that they turn to if they don't have an opportunity? They're going to turn towards crime and violence. That's the only way for them to get up in the
world.
What
number would you?
I would say one.
What number? One. Okay,
I mean, you have to fix racism. You can't say, you're only going to get up in the world by doing everything by the book, and then some people don't do that. It doesn't happen for them. It doesn't happen. It only happens if they turn the crime. It turns the crime because there's racism.
Okay. What about improving K through 12 public school education?
I think my son goes to a really great school because I did my research to make sure that his school was rated A+ in all aspects. I would say two. Your kids are only going to learn what you teach them every day. I work with my son. We read Harry Potter. He's 7 years old. But you have to be involved with your kids. You can't just blame the whole government and say, oh, my kids don't know anything because you didn't teach them. Me and him practice 8th grade, 9th grade math. I'm not leaving it on school.
Okay, ma'am, and thinking more broadly, you know, about, you know, the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? Protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, stopping our hard fought for rights, you know, and freedoms from being rolled back, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, bringing in new leadership.
Combating racism. Okay. That's the root of most of these problems. People feel like the people that feel like their rights are being taken away are the most racist people in the world. That's crazy.
What about bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president?
That'd be great if she did it. I don't think that's going to be the route that she's going to take.
Tackling inflation and improving the economy, or stopping reproductive rights and women's, you know, equality from being rolled back.
I don't think any of that is going to happen during this election. Now, I would love it if she did it. She didn't do any of that when she was vice president.
What would you like, you know? What do you think, you know, the election should be most about? You say combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, racism.
Combating the white supremacy, discriminate racism. That would be it.
Because
that's all that it would be doing by putting her there is, you know, putting a face of somebody that's in power that people don't normally see. That would be all. Because, I mean, a lot of these problems that we're having, the core of it is racism.
Okay, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. What 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number.
Yeah, I would do neutral for the ones I may not recognize. Go ahead.
Okay, Michelle Obama from 0 to 100.
She did a good thing for the kids with the school system, targeting food, not so much, you know, long-term changes. I would say the things that she did and the person that she is, I really do favor her. But, who would I put her on a scale? 80.
80, okay. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
50, because I don't know what he's done specifically.
Okay.
All I know is his involvement with Marilyn Monroe, which is gossip, so that's not fair.
Okay, what about Donald Trump?
0.
0? Republicans
0.
Okay.
Republicans in Congress?
Yes.
Republicans in Congress, I wouldn't say they're all bad. I've even voted for some Republicans in our local election, I would say at least maybe a 30, because not all of them are bad. It's just that they're being pushed by, you know, funding. You know, they have to conform to what, you know, they won't be elected. That was their career path. They can't just say, oh, I'm going to jump out of the line and okay. I'm going to jump out of line. They basically wouldn't get elected again, you know.
What about Joe Biden?
I think he didn't do anything crazy when he was the vice president. I think he's not stepping out of line to do anything right now. I would say 75. Or
70. 75. 70. Okay. 70. All right. Maybe 70. 70. What about Kamala Harris?
I have no idea about her. I would say 50. I have no 50. Idea what kind of policy she would implement. I wish I could say more, but just because she's black and people always forget Indian, she is Indian. I just can't have a favorable
okay.
relationship
what about
with her because of that.
J.D. Vance.
Oh, that would be 50 because I don't know who he is.
Okay, and Jill Stein.
Go ahead and change my rating for Kamala back to 52 because at least I know something
okay.
about her.
Okay.
But Jill Stein,
so
I don't know, 50.
So Kamala
oh,
Harris
Vance.
50, right?
No, it's not 10. Yeah, 52. Kamala Harris.
Okay, so J.D. Vance is 50, and what about Jill Stein?
That would be 50 because I don't really recognize him.
Okay, 50. All right, thank you, ma'am. Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Jill Stein, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote for? Or are you still undecided?
No, we probably vote for Kamala just to lean it more towards the Democratic. Oh, I
okay.
have to vote for
right.
Kamala.
Okay. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate?
Mostly Democrat, but it just depends on what things that they're saying. I can't just
okay.
go off of, I can't just go off of a sheet of paper. Sometimes the Republicans
okay.
want the things that Democratic people want, and that's what they're trying to push. And that's what their goal is. So you have to actually look
okay.
at what they're trying to push.
As you may have heard, you know, President Biden has decided to not to run for president in 2024
yeah.
and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be Democratic
yeah.
Party candidate for president. Next, we
mm-hmm.
would like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president. For each, please
mm-hmm.
Tell me whether you
yeah, to say if I've heard about it or not.
Yes, yeah, so you or you strongly
okay.
agree or disagree
most of
with
it
the
I
statement.
Haven't. Oh, did, no,
okay,
agree
the
or
first,
okay.
The first one say, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. Would you strongly agree with the statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I would somewhat agree with that. But
somewhat
I don't know.
Agree.
I don't even know what her background is. She, you know, I don't even. I don't know.
Okay,
I don't even
other,
know what her work background is.
And the other one
she
says,
have
I am worried.
Somewhere.
I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against, you know, her because she is a black woman. Would you strongly mm-hmm. agree with that? Somewhat agree. Somewhat
strongly
disagree.
Agree.
Strongly agree. Okay. Thank you.
I strongly agree.
Right,
I think in this time, he would be the target. And if we had a president,
okay.
I think that they would target him.
Okay, now I'd like to read you some, you know, what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as, you know, important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who do you think will be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? Racial inequality and fighting the threats to, you know, policies that address it. Would that be Harris or Trump, you think?
Mm-hmm. I want to say Kamala, but
okay,
I don't know.
I have Harris, Kamala Harris
yeah,
much better, or Harris somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Somewhat better. What about tackling inflation? Inflation and growing the economy. Would that be Harris or Trump?
Just because someone better fuck mama for everything. Because there's
okay,
no way she would be worse than Trump.
Okay, mental health issues and supporting people suffering from mental illness. You think B. Harris much better?
You know, I believe
Harris
somewhat
better.
Somewhat better for
okay.
Harris, but all of it. You know, I think she's handled a lot of things somewhat better.
What about rising crime and violence? You think will be Kamala Harris or Trump does it better?
Like I said, somewhat better for all of them, for her. I'm going to keep asking.
Somewhat better.
You know, I'm keep
increasing
going, but
increasing income and economic opportunities for people like you, you think will be Kamala Harris much better, somewhat better Trump, or much better Trump?
Somewhat better. This is somewhat better for Harris. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. We're almost pretty much done with this survey. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate me each using a scale from 0 to 10, and where 10
means
that it's very...
This is a voting survey at the beginning. I think people will be more interested to continue it. I was
okay,
very an interesting survey for me.
Right, right.
You guys have
okay.
to say, just say national survey. It's not going to...
I mean,
it's
national... It's national because we're doing a lot of states, you know, not just
Texas. Yeah, I understand, but you can say national service, and then when they say survey, they say, what kind of thing? They say, oh, it's about voting. We're just curious what you would vote for. And then
okay.
go from there.
Yes.
Yeah, that would help
okay,
you, guys.
Okay, 5 means that's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not all convincing reason to vote in a 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? The first one says, we can use our vote to improve K-12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With your vote, you know, we can demand more equitable education funding
yeah.
so that
mm-hmm.
the quality of public schools isn't dependent on a zip code.
I have my
We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can give better teachers more up-to-date technology and better after-school activities. You know, with the
mm-hmm.
power of our vote, we can improve
mm-hmm.
educational outcomes for our children. What number would you give that is how convincing it is for you? 0 is
everything
not
you're
all,
telling
not
me.
All,
everything you're telling me.
Would,
everything you're telling me is things I've done for my son. I went out of my way to find him after school programs. I went out of my way to find him a charter school system that focuses more and improves his education. I am just a dedicated parent. If we
okay.
keep our kids in public schools and have problems with public school at the same time, guess what? Public schools, they're going to do the same thing. They're not going to change anything. You have
but
to
you think, but you think if your power of vote, we can improve that educational outcome
no.
for our children? So
no,
what number would you give it from 0 to 10?
0 to 10, 0 being that it's not going to improve that?
Not convincing, yes. And 10 is very convincing, but, you know, from scale
zero.
From 10.
Zero.
Okay.
I think
all right,
when you put
last...
this kid in that school, and you choose to put your kid in that school, you do zero research about the school, and you drop your kid off at that school and expect them to do the same better, they're going to do the same as everybody else in that school. If you don't look at the scores of the school, then guess what's going to
okay.
happen?
Okay,
your son is going to do the same as the scores of the school. I went to NIST.com. I looked at over 100
okay.
schools off of the top of the list to see the diversity, to see what their scores are, to see what their test scores are, to see what the reviews of the parents are, the teachers are,
okay.
and the students. And that's how I picked my son's school, and that's how every parent should do it. Because if you don't put your kids into public schools that do terribly, then your kid is not
okay,
going to do terribly.
Okay, some politicians, you know, in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made, you know, it clear that they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also rising the retirement age, you know, for future retirees. Some people have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work, you know, to get them off entitlement programs, ignoring that we spend lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security. How convincing do you think the statement is from 0 to 10?
I think 10, I think it's a very convincing statement. You saying convincing?
Okay. Yes, convincing. How convincing about, electing,
I think that the age should be higher.
Okay.
My mom has retired 3 times and went back to work out of her choice. She has more than enough money. She's chosen to go back to work because it keeps her mobile. Now, there's some people that are immobile. Those people deserve Social Security and Medicare and things like that. But my job,
all right,
ma'am. I talk to people that do Medicare and Medicare. And a lot of them are able-bodied people. I'm listening to them drive some, but they can't drive. I'm listening to them.
All right, ma'am. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now.
I didn't change my mind about a lot of this.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential election, congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year. And
it's still 2.
0. Okay. All right.
No, it's still 2.
I remember now.
I didn't say 0. I never said 0.
Okay.
I said 2.
Okay. 2. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. Okay. I'm going to now, I only have a couple questions, for demographic questions. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Twitter, would that be yes or no?
No.
TikTok?
No.
Facebook?
No.
YouTube?
No.
And Instagram?
No.
All right, ma'am, and the last few questions are just for statistical purpose, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Would that be first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, like
that's
bachelor's it. Degree?
That's
okay, so some college, right?
Associate degree, sir.
All right, ma'am, are you married?
Okay.
Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Okay, living. Okay. All right, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, please.
Okay, and how would you describe the area where you live, ma'am? Are you urban, suburban, or rural?
You said rural. We're planning to move next month to a rural area.
Rural, okay. All right, ma'am, aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Twice a week. And twice a month or so.
Once or twice a month, okay. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal.
Okay, would that be very or just somewhat?
Somewhat
liberal. All right, ma'am, and which of the following...
I don't believe in banning assault weapons. That sounds crazy.
Oh, okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. It was a really nice survey. Like I said, it
moved
the selection
thank
to the first part of my brain, so I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
A good question that y'all should ask is what news outlet do you go to for your political news? I go to MSNBC.
Okay. All right.
That should be a good question I should add at the end. My next social media question, because I think that's not as important. Where do you go for your political news?
Yes, some of our services have that. Yes, some of the services have source of information.
You should go. Where do you go for your political news?
Uh-huh.
That would be a good question to ask. I go to MSNBC.
Okay.
I like listening to them.
Okay.
If you go to your local station, that would help you shine a light on which media outlets are influence what type of output or what type of voice or, where they're going for their news to get this type of ideas. I think that would be a really good question to ask.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you. You have a great day.
No problem. You too.